95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
How do you, are you a good sleeper?
Off and on, yes. Yeah.
Sometimes no?
And sometimes
what
no.
What do you do when you wake up?
Usually I have to pee.
Okay, because you're an old man.
I'm an old man, right. Exactly. Yeah, can't go through the night anymore. Usually go downstairs, get a little weed, smoke a little pot.
Okay.
Go back to sleep.
All right.
Yeah, what about yourself? Do you sleep well?
I don't sleep well, no.
Yeah.
And I spend a lot of time doing other things.
Yeah, what do you do?
Nothing as interesting as this guy made an entire video.
Yeah.
You know the little doorstop spring? Yes, that one.
The cat's love, yeah.
Play the very first.
Okay.
That.
Sure, yeah. I know that sound well.
Okay, so this guy must have been super bored because he took that sound of the doorstop spring and put it into his keyboard. You can sample it.
Right. Sample
it. And he's hitting it with a hammer and smacking it on top with a ruler. And he's making all different kinds of sounds with that little door spring.
Man, makes my peeing and getting some weed kind of boring compared to
And then
is.
Made Billie Jean.
Billy, the Michael Jackson
song, except every instrument is a spring door stopper.
Wow. Damn.
Every instrument is one of those springs hit with a hammer or slapped or hit or banged or whatever.
Impressive.
And he put it all together. So I want you to understand that the vocal is Michael Jackson. Everything else is a door stopper.
Wow.
Spring. Listen to this.
Okay. Okay, I would not recognize this
right
at all.
Here, it's, this is where he starts. All right, here we go. door springs. That's what it is. It's a
every one of these sounds is a door spring.
It's a hammer.
Okay, that's pretty impressive.
Right?
Yes.
Who's got this kind of time?
This joker. And his cat.
Cats.
Wow.
Still door springs.
That's a spring?
Yes, he's tuning. He tunes them by hitting them with a ruler.
Holy cow.
She was more like a
and then the Michael Jackson voice comes in. Everything else is a door spring.
Mine, but what do you mean? I am the one. On the floor and around.
That is impressive.
That's a creative.
That is really good.
How do you think of that?
Right?
Do you hear it once and go,
oh, that sounds like Michael Jackson's Beat It or whatever the hell is
it? You must hear it and think, oh, that's musical.
Right, right? I would think Michael Jackson would even appreciate this.
It's 4.5 minutes of the whole song.
Wow. Oh, wow, dude.
What kind of time do you have?
Wow.
All right, big change coming up.
People always told me, be careful what you do.
All of the music springs.
Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts.
That is nuts.
That's insane, right?
Yeah.
I wish I could do that.
I could do anything. I have zero talent. Damn.
The love become the truth.
It's not possible.
No.
I'll post it, though, because it doesn't seem possible, but it's happening.
Wow, that is really impressive.
And there's a video of every spring being hit.
Oh, no way.
The whole thing.
Oh, I want to see that.
I'll post it at Kevin and Sluggo.
Nice.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and...
some guy. Bill?
Sluggo.
Yes. Oh.
Sluggo. Here's the headline. People recovering from COVID may have substantial drop in intelligence.
Hence, you're forgetting who I am because you had it twice.
I had it twice. What is I didn't have a lot of
brain power to begin with,
intelligence to begin with. So having it twice and beating it twice means that I had people who beat it once have a substantial drop in intelligence. I don't know what the word is for twice.
Dose. Ladies and gentlemen, my pal Kevin here had a COVID twice, a year apart, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you had fever dreams. You were in the hospital.
It was pretty
emergency
awful.
Room on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that was a great New Year's Eve.
So let's see. When you have a fever, a serious fever like you had, isn't it possible? I mean, it's killing your brain. It's hurting your cranium. Your
right. I mean, it was...
thinking process. I can see that
this
is
true. It was 104.
Yeah.
A little below, a little above 104 for a while.
And you were seeing stuff that wasn't there.
Yes, I was.
You were telling Bean how much you loved him, but he wasn't in the room.
It was a weird time.
I
want to
marry you, Bean. You're calling people.
My daughter literally had to put me back in bed because I was chasing people around.
Wow, that weren't there.
And she's like, go to bed! She's angry because this is like the fourth night in a row I see people.
So she's talking to you like a four-year-old. So in yes. other words,
and
maybe
it worked.
Yeah.
The long-term effect of COVID-19 infection could include a drop in intelligence, according to research. Between last year, between January and December, scientists conducted the Great British Intelligence Test.
Oh, Great British!
That examined the IQ of 81,337 people.
Mm.
Among those were 13,000 people who had been infected with the virus.
Okay.
Tasks requiring problem solving, planning, and reasoning were harder for them than for people who didn't have the virus.
Right, but did they test those same people before they got the virus? I mean, that'd have to be like a baseline.
Research into their research?
There should be a baseline.
I'm not smart enough to research this article.
Well, but you were before you got COVID.
I was before I got it,
the second time, the first time.
In the worst cases, when people had been on a ventilator, I was not. To beat the disease, the researcher recorded a 7-point drop in intelligence.
Wow.
That's a solid drop.
That is.
That takes me down from like a 40 to like a 33. So that's not ideal.
Sure, you got 40. Shut up, man.
So these results accord with reports of long-term COVID, where brain fog, trouble concentrating, and difficulty finding the correct words are common.
Ooh, that last one. Maybe you had COVID before anybody in the world had it.
Let me just say that is that I had brain fog, trouble concentrating, and difficulty finding correct words long before COVID.
You, man, you're way ahead of the curve, man.
Am I ahead?
You're the one who started. Were you in Wuhan by any chance?
I had it when I was like a high schooler. That was my problem.
Look, this is your brain, and this is your brain on COVID.
So
okay?
Apparently,
any questions?
I've dropped in intelligence, and that's not great. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
So that happened.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
There is a. Do you have.
I'm afraid where this question is.
Do you have leaf blowers near your house?
Leaf blowers?
Do you have, like, neighbors?
Every single day.
Do you?
Especially the more
every
I want to sleep. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Mmm. What a lovely sound.
That is one of the most annoying things.
I hate it. You know, it's kind of that really particularly is annoying.
Yes, but what I love about it is that it's the rudest thing that we have. It's like, I don't want to clean up my leaves.
Right.
So I'm just going to blow them to your house.
I'm going to blow them into the street, and they're going to come over to your place or right up your driveway.
Everybody
I don't care.
Except for me, I'm just going to get them off of my property.
And they're going to blow right back. You know, the crazy thing is when you see a really windy day and they're out there doing it. I'm like, what's the
that
point?
That is hilarious, yes.
Why?
The leaf blower, according to a USC professor, the leaf blower is a truly vile invention. A major setback in the progress of civilization. And there are cities like Pasadena where they are outlawed. There are, ruling out gas-powered.
Right. Yeah, Pasadena for the win. Pass the donuts.
Today, and this is a stat that I found very fascinating, and then we'll take your calls if you have some on how to deal with leaf blowers.
Yes.
Your neighbors.
Oh, my God. What do you do?
Today, operating the best-selling commercial lawnmower for 1 hour emits as much smog-forming pollution as driving the best-selling passenger car 300 miles.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No.
And that's just for a lawnmower. A leaf blower does much less. It just basically
annoys the hell out of everybody.
Annoys the hell out of everybody.
Yeah, and then they start coming like up to the window. We're trying to have a cut. Can you see I? Could you maybe go away?
How do you deal with this with the neighbors? What's the move?
Yeah.
Do you have a move?
Seriously, what do you say?
818-955-KLOS. What is the move with the leaf blower?
Have you ever been able to talk them into not doing it?
No. I don't think that's a thing unless it's illegal. Even when it's illegal, people won't care.
Nope.
It'll just be, you know what? The leaves are on your lawn, not mine. I win, you lose. 818-955-KLOS if you have an actual answer. For how to deal with somebody with a leaf blower. Because that is an annoying sound. Stop. Stop doing that. Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. And we're talking about how you deal with leaf blowers. You have a suggestion?
Hello?
I was actually calling to get some information about leaf blowers.
Yes, please. Leaf blowers. Did you hang up on him?
Yes.
Well, he sounded like
No, he didn't. No, that's another dude.
Oh.
Hi, other dude. So you have some information. Are you going to be as succinct as that last guy would have been,
No. What you do is you go get the diesel blower.
Oh, you get a more heavy duty one. I got you.
A louder one. It was a shit that, you know. And then you do it both like at 8:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, on other weeks, you do it at like 7:30 in the morning.
So you get it. You get them both in the morning and at night. You just out leaf blow them.
Yeah, out leaf blow them.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know that that's a bad idea.
See if they come to you. That's... If they don't come to you and they stop, then they learn something. They're just stupid.
I don't hate it.
Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
I think the first guy would have had more information.
Hey, hello.
Yeah, had you not hung up on
him. Yes, hey.
Hi, leaf blowers.
I can't believe I got through to you guys.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had a was blowing leaves and I'm making noise, and I work night shift, and he's a big all this damn noise at 6 in the morning with the leaf blower.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took my .22, went out there. I said, hey, you either shut the thing off, I'm going to shoot you.
I'm sorry, you threatened to shoot him.
Of course I did.
I did.
I was already sick and had the flu and everything and been working night shift, 12-hour days, 12-15-hour days.
That doesn't help.
Days a week.
Yeah. Wave that gun.
So wave the gun around.
Wave the pistol. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Good advice.
That's some advice.
Yeah. 818-955-KLOS.
Leaf blowers. How do you deal with them? We're talking about leaf blowers. And what is a good way to stop a neighbor from using them at the wrong times?
They go on at 7 a.m. every morning. And so I took my amplifier out there, blasted it to 11, and just started blasting my guitar at them, matching their noises with my guitar.
So you just outnoise them. I like it.
Yeah, the neighbor did not like it.
No,
but
sure.
Whatever. She's the one that's hiring him to do it.
What is the best anti-leaf blower song that you know of you can play?
Oh, I was doing Metallica's Injustice for All album, basically.
Mm-hmm. All right. I like it. That's
thanks,
a good choice.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
You thanks. Too. Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, leaf blowers. Check it out, man. So how you fix that problem? If you go and you go get your grandpa's rake at 3 o'clock in the morning and use it right next to their bedroom window.
Oh, hey, I like that.
A low pro.
You know that one that's hanging on the wall that's only got like 3 teeth left on it?
Yep.
Just like grandpa.
Yep.
Just like grandpa, exactly.
Just take grandpa and flip him upside down and rake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a terrible sound, the rake sound. That is an grandpa's ugly. Worse, actually, when you have him upside down.
That's true.
Put me down, you damn bastard! KLOS, hello?
Hello?
Hey, how do you deal with leaf blowers?
As soon as I hear the weed whacker,
right,
I go right out there with my garden hose, and I have this attachment on it that's like a fire hose.
Oh, nice.
I soak everything right on my neighbor's lawn. Everything. By the sidewalk, I drench all of it right while they're trying to do it. I don't care. I'll get them wet. I'll drench the whole thing while they're trying to weed whack it. And then by the time they get the leaf blower out, there's nothing they can do. It's all sopping wet. It doesn't even move.
That's pretty genius.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I try to find a positive story about Ukraine every day.
Right.
These refugees that are leaving Ukraine, they're thinking that 500,000 people are going to leave. Are leaving.
Right.
They're estimating that as many as 5 million might eventually leave because they just want to get away from...
Sure, Putin.
So they have to travel at least 24 hours to the border.
Wow.
Which is a long travel, especially if you have kids.
Yeah, you're not getting on a freeway and, you know, a little bit of traffic and you're going to stop at 7-Eleven on the way. It's hell.
Before walking the last 20 miles through the freezing cold.
Mm.
20 miles? Have you walked 20 miles in a while?
Probably not in my life.
Probably not in your life again.
Probably
total?
Not. Yeah. Probably not.
Well, desperate Ukrainian moms are taking their kids to a shopping center. This is another story about Poland. Which is great.
Yeah, Poland's stepping up, man.
Because they have a shopping center that's about a mile from the border.
Okay.
And a few days ago, it was bustling and full on working, and everybody was shopping there.
Normal super center type of place.
Yeah, exactly. And more than 1,000 beds, they cleared out the mall. And they put in more than 1,000 beds.
Wow.
And made it a makeshift refugee center.
Wow, that's awesome.
Where parents could take their kids and they could be inside where it's not freezing cold.
Nice.
And in less than a week, they changed it over to the makeshift refugee camp.
That's awesome.
Which is crazy. Stores have been piled high with all kinds of supplies, including cardboard boxes, dried food, crisps, biscuits, jars of baby food, toiletries. Polish soldiers have been handing out emergency rations toilet rolls, bottled water, and a lot of different stuff that's donated by just normal, regular Polish people.
That's awesome.
They're
so
just
nice
like,
to
we
see.
Need to help.
And instead of CEOs of companies going, no, we can't close the store. No, we must keep this mall open.
It wasn't just a store. It was a whole mall.
That is really, really cool.
And they got everyone to pitch in, it's a shame that it's necessary.
Yes.
But it must be such a welcome relief to people who traveled 24 hours and then walked 20 miles.
Especially if you got kids.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
In the snow.
That's
to
brutal.
Be able to walk inside a building and have a bed.
That's kind
that's
of thing
fantastic.
That Steven Spielberg is going to make a movie about in 40 years.
Yes,
unfortunately. We're going to make one last film.
Unfortunately, that's going to be it.
100%.
Except for then, if Steven Spielberg makes it, there's going to be an alien invasion somehow.
Exactly.
And a spaceship is going to take them away.
Well, that'll be nice.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Fact.
Police say Frackville woman.
Excuse me?
Frackville is the name of the place. Had urn dug up.
She had a...
To take the ashes of a deceased boyfriend. She had two guys. She hired them to dig up the urn and steal the ashes.
So she could pour water on it and do a little voodoo dance and bring him back.
I don't know exactly what she was doing.
To bake him into a brownie.
Also, if you're a guy that's being hired, do you dig up an urn?
You go into the graveyard and you're like at 2 in the morning and you got the shovel and you're getting $10. No, I'd back out of that.
Nicole Chester, 33 years old, was charged with one felony count of institutional vandalism.
Institutionalized!
And one misdemeanor count of theft, receiving stolen property, intentional desecration of public monument, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
And all she wanted was a Pepsi. Oh, she had drug paraphernalia.
What a surprise, right?
She
wanted the ashes of her late boyfriend.
Sure, who doesn't? I was thinking I'd like to have the ashes of her late boyfriend myself.
Police said the incident came to light when Kimberly Mentusky reported an urn containing the ashes of her brother-in-law were stolen from the gravesite. So they didn't even cover it up.
They
just took it.
You could kind of make it so they wouldn't even really notice.
What was she thinking?
But no.
She said the cremains.
Oh, stop it.
Is what they call them.
Stop it right now.
Was dug up shortly after burial. I'm going to tell you the name of the place, and you're going to want to be buried there with me.
Okay.
At Oddfellows Cemetery.
Oh, nice.
Oddfellows.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That is.
So apparently they went through the probation officer, and she said, yeah, I've seen an urn in the house. Yeah. And the police showed up and found the urn. And also a glass smoking pipe, along with a bowl.
They're smoking him then.
Of
they
a
probably
smoking
are.
Device.
Yeah.
They were smoking the ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, they sure were.
Wow. They were Keith Richards-ing him. Is that a verb?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So anyways.
Oh, I didn't know we were.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we were.
No.
But because you said.
Yeah.
All right. The best of Nextdoor app.
Oh, yay.
People on Nextdoor are crazy.
Man, oh man.
And in a lot of different ways.
Hey, do you feel like joining Fight Club? Well, con them over to Nextdoor.
It's sort of that thing. Yeah. It sort of is that thing. Yeah. But occasionally you'll find some gold, like Kat is recording us all. Not K-A-T, C-A-T.
Oh, the cat.
Mm-hmm.
My cat records stuff, too.
Every night I try to go on my evening walk, and I always see the same all-white cat with what looks like a small camera dangling from his neck.
Either that or,
This cat is always looking through people's windows or jumping into yards.
What a weird
cat. I'm afraid his owner has trained him to record people with his neck camera.
You know, they do have those, though, just to play devil's advocate. And
what's
I love
wrong
the
with
no,
you?
The videos are great. They just let the cat loose into the neighborhood and you see where the cat goes. And no one is trying to spy on anybody with them.
You don't know that. Maybe there's somebody that's trained him to use his neck camera.
I don't think they're trained. They're going around smelling poop and all the things cats do.
And here's the proof. Every time I try to approach the cat or grab him, he looks scared and runs away.
Oh, that's so weird for a cat.
Right?
They
imagine.
Love strangers coming up to them.
So that's the kind of alert that you can get on Nextdoor. This is urgent. My neighbor's tree is dropping leaves on my driveway.
Oh, my God.
All in caps. I spoke to one of them, and they didn't seem at all concerned. In fact, they seemed disdainful.
Like, oh, my God, this guy.
I then spoke to the other resident of the home and was with the offending tree, and they claimed to not be able to even see the leaves. I know that they're not blind because I've seen them drive a car.
You know, there's an outside...
I don't want you to speed past
right.
that.
the outside possibility, that's my neighbor, because they actually came over and they're like, hey, they keep blowing leaves onto my... And I'm like, it's the wind.
Your leaves?
Yeah. Onto his... Maybe,
is this next door app about you?
Maybe. It could be.
Wow.
And we were like, yeah, that's the wind, buddy. That's this thing called the wind.
This thing exists called the wind.
Yeah, not much I can do about it.
Here's one that is exceptional from Christmas. That's why I'm bringing it up now. Mm-hmm. Because, hello, I know everyone loves this time of year, but can we please consider, be considerate of some of us and please cut your lights off at 7:30 p.m.?
7:30?
My cats are trying to sleep and they find the light distracting.
Those are the trained cats that go out at night with cameras to spy on us all.
With the neck camera. Yeah, I like that they call it a neck camera.
Neck camera, camera, yeah.
This is for Valentine's Day. Every one of you except Phil, have a happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Phil, go to hell!
What is that? I'd be like, why would someone post that?
Go to hell, Phil!
Disrespecting vegan radius.
Ooh.
Did you know that was a thing?
No.
A vegan radius?
Radius?
Last night around 18:30... We spotted our neighbors in their yard barbecuing what looked like raw flesh.
Oh, you mean like humans do?
That's we are vegan.
Nice.
We have had in-depth discussions with our neighbors about our veganism and the importance of a vegan community and the importance of living in a meat-free radius.
So they should, what, stop eating meat or move out of the neighborhood?
Because they're in the meat-free radius.
You know, I got to tell you, and I'm sure, Kevin, you're along these lines. When someone comes up and says something like that, I'm moving the barbecue closer to the edge of the property
and
line.
And bringing out giant fans.
Yes.
Yes, and blowing it their way.
What are you doing? You're just asking for that.
Not only was it disturbing to watch, but the scent wafted into our house minutes after. To each their own, but feeling unsure about what to do next. And then they ask, how should I move forward?
Didn't the first one say drop dead?
I wish.
Wait a minute. I thought that was to each his own, though. That doesn't sound like a to each his own.
There's a meat-free radius. That's the part you keep missing. There's a meat-free radius.
I see.
And finally, do not throw your bag of dog poop in someone else's garbage can. Wow. It is appallingly nasty to open up my just-emptied can and find an untied yellow bag of dog S in there.
I'm going to have to agree with that one, actually. That one that's disgusting.
You think it's too nasty to carry around with you? It's also too nasty to be in my garbage can, too.
That's a fact. I'm on this.
I know, you're an awful person. It's not a public garbage.
Right?
It's just mine.
Thank you.
Your dog waste is your responsibility. And then everybody else piled on going, listen, they picked it up.
Right.
So let's just be thankful
that's
for that.
Something.
Because a lot of people apparently just walk on past.
Oh, all the time.
Just let the bombs drop and just walk on past.
But I want my empty, clean garbage can to only
you
have my own dirty diapers
you
in it.
You can't have both.
I don't want someone else's.
You can't have both. You can't.
And Anne's you on your side, too. Come on. Next door app for the win.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Here's an article from WebMD. Infection from COVID-19 may have a substantial negative effect on intelligence.
Oh, man. Well, that's good news for people who've had it twice, right, young Kevin?
According to a new large-scale study from the United Kingdom.
Okay.
Researchers analyzed data from 81,000 people. And they took a test. They said those who had previously had coronavirus found it harder to complete tasks related to reasoning, problem solving, and spatial planning, the author said.
Well, then when you had it, you had a massive fever, 104 degrees.
Right.
You had fever dreams. I can see where it damaged your tiny little cranium.
I didn't have much brain to start with.
Pink
so
matter.
This is not the greatest news for me.
Yeah, that's kind of freaky, man.
But if you have it once, it hurts your intelligence. If you have it twice, I think it just bounces right back.
Oh, sure, of course.
Maybe higher.
Yes.
I'm not positive.
That explains a lot.
Let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline. We have Dr. Blake McNamara on the phone. Hello, doctor.
Good morning. Good afternoon. What time is it there?
It's about 5 in the afternoon.
Holy crap, I overslept. All right.
Are you aware of this study?
Yeah. Yes, I've been in contact with my associates there in the UK, and we have found also here in the United States a similar set of circumstances for folks who have had serious COVID infection. It has indeed diminished intelligence to a certain degree, some more than others, but to some degree, everyone seems to be suffering from it a bit.
But what percentage would you say? I mean, is it 1%? Is it 10%?
Well, you've only had it the one time, so I don't think it's too much of a concern.
I mean, I had it twice.
Oh, boy. Oh, geez. Oh, crap.
You're not supposed to say, oh, crap. You're a doctor.
It's a modern docker.
Call me by surprise. That's,
I had it twice.
Twice, really?
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. I had it in March of 2020, and then I had it this past Christmas.
Oh, well, I have some tests. I have a test here. I've got some questions.
Oh, cool, yes. Okay, let's see how I'm affected. All right.
And let's gauge it. These are general information questions taken from grade school level intelligence tests.
Is there anything lower than that maybe he could take? Preschool?
Kindergarten?
We'll start with the fifth grade. Start with the fifth grade and see how we go.
All right.
How many holes are in a British bowling ball?
Three?
Yeah, that is three. All bowling balls are the same. That's
Well, you're doing really well.
Woo-hoo! I passed. Thanks, doctor.
I should tell you he was counting on his fingers. It was sort of weird.
Why do you watch soccer in Spanish?
Kevin?
Two reasons.
That's not on the test. I'm just curious.
Two reasons. Sometimes it's the only channel that's carrying it. And sometimes the announcers are better than the American announcers.
Do you speak Spanish?
No.
Okay. All right.
And since you had COVID, you're not able to suddenly understand it?
Hold up. That wasn't part of the test.
No, that was just my own personal curiosity.
Okay. All right.
Let's go right to third grade. Let's really test some things here. What's hotter, a flame or a pancake?
A flame or a pancake? A flame. Yeah.
Answer is flame. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Would you like to telephone
a friend?
I'd like to
call a
friend.
Of course it's a flame, and I'm disturbed that it took you so long to answer, quite frankly.
Let's go lower.
What do you call a baby giraffe?
Cute. Oh, I'm sorry. I should.
What do you call a baby a giraffe?
Hello? You still there?
A giraffe baby.
A giraffe?
Yes.
You call a baby giraffe a giraffe?
Yeah.
No, that'd be a calf.
Yeah, what?
Giraffes have calves.
Calf. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Missed one.
Uh-oh.
You would have known that before you had COVID?
Let's go down to second grade. What color is blood?
The blood is red.
Yeah. Okay, good. You got that one.
Woo-hoo!
What color do the Blue Men Group color their faces?
That's a tough one. That is actually hard.
I'm going to go with blue.
Mm. Yeah, you got that one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I thought maybe the red of the blood would throw you off there for a minute. But I've got your previous results here from another intelligence test.
Okay.
It looks like you have lost very little in terms of your intelligence. You're right about where you were.
Low, is that right? Very low?
Oh, yeah. It's down there, for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to get that.
I love that. It's just like, everyone yell. Let's just have some chaos.
Just go out and record.
And
I hope
we'll
paid
call.
Those kids.
And
no one
will pick it up.
That album has sold a lot of copies.
Yes. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo texted me last night something that was very disturbing.
I was driving home, and lo and behold, an entire McDonald's meal strewn out in the middle of the road. There was the delicious-looking hamburger in its little case. There was a full large fries. There was a delicious soft drink
spilled.
So
it hadn't been touched.
It had been thrown out a car window and not even run over yet. So it just lay in there fresh. And I'm like, what the hell happened?
Did you pull over?
I was honestly a little bit tempted.
On the freeway.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, so I'm like, I just really wanted to know the story. Like, who got pissed at who?
I wonder if that is a parent or a brother or sister that gets angry at somebody who just got McDonald's is just like, whoop, right out the window.
I mean, they threw the bag out, so all the food fell out, but then they had to have also thrown the soft drink in its
cup.
Right,
because it's separate, right?
Yeah, so it went too. I just wish I had seen it. That would have been hilarious.
Yeah, that would have been great. So have you seen ladders?
Oh, my God. I've avoided so many ladders.
There's 1,000 ladders on the Southern California freeways.
Yes.
1,000 of them.
Yeah, secure that stuff.
I don't know why they're not securable, but they aren't.
And why is it always ladders?
I don't know.
I almost hit a desk, though, in a fast lane.
A desk?
A few months ago. Yeah, I was just right in the middle of the 134.
Somebody doing some work?
You know, I really wanted to get out, answer some calls. So it led me to kind of ask on social. I'm like, what's the weirdest thing you ever saw? Erin Shaw said that she saw a tree on the side of the road decorated with hubcaps.
And a tree decorated?
Filled.
So that was on purpose, clearly.
Yeah, and it was in New Mexico, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone said a bra, and she said it looked like it was about a 36D.
Oh, I like the detail.
I know, right? She looked at it and goes, that's about a 36D.
I saw a bra, and I'm just going to guess what size it is.
Mikkel Solis says, not the weirdest thing that stuck out, a vibrator on the sidewalk in the French Quarter. So actually on the side of the road, yeah. But this is my favorite one. Gillette said, weirdest thing I ever saw was an ostrich running at the same speed of my car. It had escaped from a petting zoo and was
that's
on the run.
So great. Can you imagine looking to your right and seeing an animal keeping up with you? That's so great.
I do remember as a kid that roadrunners used to be out there quite a bit.
Yeah, that's true.
They could run faster
than you could drive pretty much. So we've seen ladders. Sligo saw McDonald's. We're going to take your calls on things you've seen on the side of the road.
Don't forget the desk. What's the weirdest thing you've seen?
Sligo has seen a desk.
and that was in the middle of the road.
I mean, I've seen a lot of, and it's surprising when you see this, I've seen a lot of tires with the rim.
Yes,
That can be expensive.
Yeah.
So you would think that somebody would go back and get it, but...
Yeah, we want to hear the weirdest
thing. I've seen that a lot.
Yeah. 818-955-KLOS. You know, I was going to ask you, too. You know, when you're coming back from Vegas,
yes.
They stop you to check to see on the way south if you have any fruit in the car.
Right, yes.
So that line is always huge.
Right.
So we sit there, and that's part of the game of coming back from Vegas, naming off the stuff that we see on the side of the road.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Broken glass, tire, used condom, whatever.
Here's a list of things that people have seen on the side of the road.
Okay.
Used tampon.
Sure.
Fantastic.
That's nice.
Hypodermic needle.
Oh.
Thank you for that.
Wow.
Unopened vodka and beer.
Oh, I'm on my way.
How does it get thrown out of a car and not break open?
I bet it's the same family as the McDonald's family that had a...
That could be, yes. A bag of adult magazines. I don't know why somebody would bag them.
A whole bag full.
A bottle of Vicodin.
Oh, man. Where's that one?
That seems bad.
I'm going for the vodka and the Vicodin. Give me the
cross-training sneakers. A $100 bill.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
That's nice.
The side of the street.
Score.
A baby on the run.
What?
Yeah, a little baby.
Oh, no.
Was crawling on the side of the road.
Oh, man.
It was fine. Somebody stopped and helped her, but...
Wow.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
Is that from that same place in Glendale?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
A dead man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't need that.
$14,000 in cash.
Whoa.
That's worth pulling over for.
That blows the 100 out of the water.
Yes, it does. Driving gloves.
Sure.
A Dell computer.
You're going to hell.
Used baby diaper.
Yeah, I see that in theaters sometimes.
Out.
No.
And a tire iron, which makes sense.
Sure.
But things you've seen on the side of the road. 818-955-KLOS.
Kevin. Yes. You will never play that song on the radio.
Yeah, we were told that. Sligo and I were both told that.
Back in the 80s when it was brand new. That'll never happen. Never play that
this
song
This station
on the
will
radio.
Never play that song. And then it was the number one song of the year on that station.
That was the very first song we played when you started a year ago. Right now.
We are talking about weird things that you've seen alongside of the road. You have a story?
So we're coming back from North Dakota. We were doing some drywalling up there in Minot, North Dakota. And we decided to take... Yellowstone on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
And we're driving along through the canyons, and you know, it was right after the fires or whatever, but like I tell you what, like a gazelle on the African savanna, this like full-on bull buffalo comes, splits these trees and lands right next to the truck, and I'm in the passenger side, and he's got his eyeball like 2 feet from my head.
Wow.
Like running right alongside.
Oh, that's bizarre.
That is a bit scary.
How long did he keep up?
It seemed like forever, but it was probably a good 20, 30 seconds.
Right.
That has to be so disconcerting. Just like, I don't know what's happening right now.
Yeah, by the time you think I need to get video of this, it's already over.
Right. No, it was old school days, too, and all I had was one of those flip phones, and I was like just trying to get a picture of his eyeball, much less.
That's fantastic.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hey. Thanks for taking the call. Love the show.
Thank you.
I just want to say, I was riding to work really early one morning. A car in front of me just on the freeway slammed on his brakes. I swung around him to the left. I was on my motorcycle, on my Harley.
Mm-hmm.
He narrowly surpassed, just went right over a large 8-foot ladder with the wide end facing where it just would have collected me. I would have been down, probably not even talking to you now.
Oh, my God.
In the road.
Yes, people, please secure those damn ladders.
Why are ladders so hard to secure? I don't understand that.
Unbelievable. Listen, love your program.
Thank
you. Take care, gentlemen. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, man. Take care.
Glad you're alive.
Yeah, right?
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Talking about things you've seen on the road.
You guys won't believe it, but I saw a horse on the freeway. No rider, no saddle.
Oh, no.
No kidding. Wow. Which freeway?
True. This was on the 5 freeway, right at the 118 interchange.
Wow.
Dang. What's Flickin' doing out there?
I don't know. This was late at night. It was probably 1 in the morning. And as soon as we saw him, we tried to corral him off on the off-ramp.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a truck with a couple of cowboys waiting for him, looking for him.
Is that wow, right? Damn. That's crazy.
Maybe you stumbled into the middle of a movie shoot.
They're out of control.
I'm still waiting for the check.
Right?
Yeah, right? Thanks for calling, man. And good job corralling the horse. 818-955-KLOS.
Weird things you've seen on the side of the road.
Ouch. That
Sorry
hurt.
About that.
No.
I didn't know the mics were on.
What mics?
95.5 KLOS.
There's mics in here?
Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are talking about things that you found on the side of the road.
Somebody threw out a grand piano.
What? Grand piano? You don't think it just fell off a truck or something? Hey, this fell off a truck.
The area it has a lot of apartments, so I think, you know, some of these managers and stuff, they throw off the furniture that they leave behind.
Wow, that's sad.
That is insane.
Giant piano. You know, it always freaks me out. I'm really into urban exploration and abandoned stuff. And you generally will see maybe the entire house, that mansion is empty, except for the grand piano, because they couldn't get it out.
It was just too heavy to move?
Yeah, it looks like somebody just took it out of the back of the truck and just threw it out to the side.
That's so weird.
That is crazy.
Did you go out and play it?
No, there was no way to salvage it. It was permanently
damaged. Yeah, right on. All right, well, thanks for calling. That's interesting. I like that. Grand piano.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Weird things you've seen on the side of the road?
Kids' pools, and there was a lady sitting in it with water in it. I was like, am I interrupting your bath?
Wait, where were you driving? Where were you driving at this point?
210 freeway.
210?
In San Fernando Valley.
Wow.
I've also seen a dining room table with the tablecloth still on it.
The hell?
A lot of weird stuff floating around out there on the side of the road.
There is.
Damn.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Yeah, so I was driving on the 170, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe 2-3 days ago, and I see this dude painted completely black from head to toes.
He was painted?
Naked.
Naked?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Naked with a cross.
A cross like a Jesus cross?
Like a Christian cross.
Huh.
And he was like, isn't that guy that goes around, but I mean, he's not usually painted black
think he's
and naked.
Naked.
But this dude been cruising around the whole country for a long time. But he's on the side of the freeway?
He's on the, I think it was like Burbank exit.
Super weird.
Yeah, dude, but he was like weird, dude. He was
Of course he was weird.
Dude, were you considering giving him a ride somewhere? You know, maybe he needs to get to the airport. Hop in.
I want to live. I like living.
You like living. Okay. Yeah.
That's not the way to go,
That's
man.
That's a smart choice.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. That's
KLOS.
Very bizarre.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are doing well. Thank you. Things you saw on the side of the road?
Yeah. I was driving down the 10 freeway southbound. And I looked over, and there was one of those cement mixers that hooks onto the back of the trailer hitch of a work truck.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going 55 miles an hour.
By itself?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So it came off someone's hitch.
Yeah, it came off somebody's hitch, and then all of a sudden it hit a dip, and this endo just went the endo.
Oh, my God.
Wow, there's so many things that could just obliterate you in a second floating around on the freeway.
You got to be careful.
Yeah, man.
You do have to be careful.
Wow, that must have been so weird. Did you think for a second you were just losing your mind and just seeing things?
Yeah, for a second I did,
That can't be right.
Were you high?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Well, that makes one of you. Dude, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Well, when I was in elementary school, I brought home a dirty book to my mom when I found it on the side of the road.
You found a naughty book on the side of the road and took it home?
Yeah. According to my mother, it was quite graphic.
You're like, Mom, you need some porn?
Here you go. I found this for you. Enjoy.
I think she found it on me is what I think.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. You know, I used to smoke cigarettes I'd find on the side of the road. Like
would you really?
Yeah, I used to find them. Did that a lot.
Were they opened packs?
Yeah.
And you were just...
People just throw them out the window. I think they were trying to quit or whatever, and as a kid, I'd be riding my bike, and I'd find one. I'm like,
wow.
Nasty.
Seems sanitary.
Nasty. 818-955-KLOS.
Things you saw on the side of the road and smoked. A lot of weird things. things people are finding on the side of the road.
It is amazing how many people have called in with crazy stuff out there.
You have a story like that?
You know what? We were coming back from the river late one night on one of those little desert roads, and we come over a rise. There's an airplane sitting there.
Whoa.
Like in the middle of the road?
It was just off to the side, like on the shoulder. It was crazy.
Like a Cessna?
Yeah, like a little Cessna, like a four-seater Cessna, and nobody was in it.
Oh,
nobody
man.
Wow. Did you just get in the pilot seat and take off? Seems like a fair trade.
We thought about it, but we were a little creeped out. We're all, I don't know what just happened.
Yeah, so yeah. Is the world ending and we're not aware of it? We've been out at the river partying.
Exactly. We just went to the next call box and called it in, and we're all, oh, gosh.
Wow. That's crazy. Right on, man. That's awesome. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, it's Jude. How's it going?
Good, thank you. Talking about things you found on the side of the road?
Well, I'm talking about things that I actually caused on the side of the road.
Oh, no. Stuff that you dropped?
My first job was to load trucks. And the first truck I loaded said, everything's good to go. They backed up, pulled out like 10 feet out of the driveway, and everything just like went off the top of the truck.
Oh, man.
All of it at once.
Wow, that must have been so loud.
Was one of the things that fell off a ladder?
It was ladders, wood, copper, everything you can name.
Love it. Enough supplies to build a house.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin and Bless Fogo.
Hello. Yes.
Hey, how's it going? So, 13 years old. Are you still doing the part on the craziest thing you've seen on the side of the road?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, driving. I was 13 years old, driving one summer with my uncle, hauling 48 State, going down a Kentucky two-lane road at, like, I don't know, midnight or something.
Right.
And we see a box in the road. It's kind of big. And he could swerve to miss it. He goes, should I hit it? I'm like, nah, it's kind of big. You got to go around it. And so as we go by, I look in the box, and there's a kid playing in the box.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
He, like, locks him up. He locks him up and, like, goes and grabs the kid and goes up to the porch of the only house out there. What are you doing? I could have ran your kid over. Oh, some toothless lady came to the door.
Wow.
Holy cow. And if, like you had just said, as a 13-year-old, yeah, hit the box, that would be funny.
Wow.
You're right.
When my kid, when my parents said, why don't you go out and play in traffic, I thought they were kidding.
Maybe they weren't. Kevin and Spluggo, you guys are the best, man.
Thank
I want you.
You
to know.
Dude, thank you. We appreciate it, man.
You guys are the best, man. You guys
thank you.
Are the best.
For thank you for calling. Thank you.
Dude, yeah, good story. Thank you for calling, man.
95.5 KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, Kevin, it's 5:50-ish. What is it time for?
People are dumb.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
All right, I have two stories for you. One's just a headline.
Okay.
But it's enough. It's enough to know how dumb people are. Police say a boy, 16, was fatally shot when he and his friend tested bulletproof vests.
Oh, come on.
To see if they worked.
Wow. How do you not somewhere in your head go, this is a bad idea, dude? No.
I don't understand it.
Nope.
Either.
Wow.
It's not that the bulletproof vest didn't work. He missed the bulletproof vest.
I was going to say. Because,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, man, please. Yeah. If some friend of yours ever says, kids, let's try this, tell them to go to hell.
Maybe don't.
No.
And the other story is a 20-year-old in, let's see, Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Antonio Freeman.
Sure.
And it was 11 p.m., and he was sitting on a corner with some friends,
mm-hmm.
and three police officers saw him, and he was rolling a joint.
Yeah. It's got to be illegal there, I'm sure.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
So they approached him, and they said, hey, what are you doing?
Minding my own business.
So he took the joint in his left hand and hid it in his pocket.
Uh-huh.
But when he hid it in his pocket,
oh, no.
He grabbed a baggie that had cocaine in it.
Well, that
which
escalated
is much
quickly.
Worse.
Sure.
Just don't hide the blunt.
Oh, I was just putting my weed away so I could get my coke, officer. Would you like a snort?
It's funny you would say that.
Oh, no.
He was holding a clear bag with a white substance. He crushed the white substance in his head and then sprinkled
Okay.
And then sprinkled the contents of the plastic bag on top of the officer's head.
Oh, wow.
Just.
I mean, I guess if you're caught, might as well go down in flames.
He wasn't caught. They said,
what are you doing?
They weren't arresting him. They didn't.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm getting out my blow, and I'm going to sprinkle your head with it.
Sprinkle it on your head?
Bastard.
How does that come to your mind? I don't know.
I would just sit there and go, nothing, man. What's wrong?
Antonio Freeman was arrested and charged with possession of Schedule 4 drug, unlawful use of drug paraphernalia, and tampering with evidence. He's booked on a $5,000 bond, but he
plus also
was rolling a joint.
Baptizing with Coke.
He was rolling a joint and then offered up the Coke.
Ta-da!
And sprinkled it on the cop's
head. There it goes on your head, sir.
Maybe that's not the best of ideas.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah!
Do you sleep well?
Generally, yeah. You take some gummies to go to sleep at night.
I have some problems sleeping. Yeah. Yes, I do. Yeah. I have problems sleeping.
You had weird hours for 30 years, so it's no wonder, yeah.
It's odd. But you know what I do is I wake up and then I think, oh, well, you know what I need? For the last, I don't know, 2 years, I think, you know what? I need a new TV because TV I have is 6, 8 years old. And it doesn't get all the apps.
Right.
And that's ridiculous, and I should upgrade. And so I've wanted one for a couple of years. So then the other night, in the middle of the night, I woke up, and it was like 2 a.m. And
this is your old wake-up call almost.
Almost, yeah.
That's ill.
I went on Amazon.
Yeah.
And I started doing some research, and I started looking for the best deals on TVs.
Somehow you got
upgrades
to the blow-up dolls instead, and now you've got Bessie at home
with
you.
Yes, but that's not the point.
Oh, okay.
That is true and not the point. So the point is you bought stuff in the middle of the night.
Oh, so you
or while you were drunk.
You were just looking.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I was just looking and I was comparing.
Uh-huh.
And then
that's always dangerous.
2 days later, there was a television at my front door.
TV, sir.
And I was like, did I buy that?
You didn't remember buying it.
I don't. I remember researching.
Can we get Dr. Drew back on the phone?
You know what the problem is that stupid buy now feature.
Oh, sure.
With one touch.
Just look at it wrong and it goes off.
You ordered it. That's it. You get it.
Oh, 15. It comes to your quantity house. 15.
Right.
So you have 15 TVs now.
That dreaded buy now button is ridiculous.
So you bought something and you didn't remember buying it.
Right.
Yeah. Has that happened very often?
Yes, but on much smaller things. Like I'll get a shirt.
Right.
A t-shirt. Right. You know, maybe a pair of running shoes at the most expensive.
Right.
This is the first time I've ever gotten a TV.
Are you happy with your late night purchase?
I love it.
Oh, cool.
Love it.
So you're suggesting...
I picked the right one. I found the right one.
Right.
I just don't remember buying it.
You just don't remember committing.
No. No.
You said that before.
So the question is...
I don't remember committing.
Stuff you bought in the middle of the night.
Right.
Or while you were drunk. And then, hey, surprise, you got a package. What?
And were you happy with
said package? Did I order those shoes?
Or no? I don't remember ordering a prostitute. You go ahead and leave now.
That's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. You late night shop.
And then our surprise.
You don't remember. And then you get a little surprise in the mail.
Oh, ding dong.
818-955-KLOS. You bought stuff in the middle of the night or perhaps drunk? What's your story?
Yeah, but the other night, I was, tired after work. I came home. I was just on Amazon, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple days later, I had not one, but two professional $600 paint sprayers on my doorstep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Had you been looking for those? Do you remember looking for those?
Yeah, but I'm not a painter.
Why were you looking at them then?
That's just, you know... I had a project, you know, like DIY stuff. You go on there and you're like, I'm going to get this because I think I could do a better job than hiring somebody.
And you needed two instead of one.
So you could be doing a double fisted.
Get the job done twice as fast.
Wow, that is crazy.
Are you happy with your purchase, sir?
I haven't even used it yet.
So no.
Well, get to it and then get back to us, Banksy.
All right, I'll give you some updates.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
The most recent one that happened was actually 2 weeks ago. We were listening to the Cockatoo Twins.
Yeah.
And then I recently, 3 days ago in Amazon, I got a package, and it was the Cockatoo Twins vinyl. And I was like, oh, I need to order this when I was drunk.
But that's not a negative, right? You wanted that.
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
Yeah, so
but it's probably pretty expensive, wasn't it? Was it fairly expensive?
It was actually $35
shipping,
and it came
from
the UK.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Wow. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I love them. If it's Bluebell Knoll, I'll buy it off you for $15.
Yes, treasure.
All right. 818-955-KLOS.
Unite or drunk shop? Can I try that again?
And are you happy with your night
or drug shop?
I have actually not bought anything, but I do have a strict rule. In the middle of the night, if I'm drunk or it's really late at night or whatever, if I can't drive, if I'm too wasted or whatever to drive, then I don't do social media. So as a result,
that's smart.
Yeah, I've never bought anything in the middle of the night.
I've made many a mistake on social media in the middle of the night, especially at Coachella. That has been brutal. Sometimes I think I'm texting.
Right. Oh, I love your texts. Kat used to show me your drunken texts.
Sometimes I would tweet them, though.
Yes.
And
yes,
people would go,
even
yes,
better.
Keep going. Let's see what you got.
But now you're buying TVs in the middle of the night.
Well,
huh?
Listen, it's a TV that I needed for the last couple of years, and I was doing a lot of research, and I ended up pulling the trigger.
All of a sudden, it's just there.
I was sleeping, and it was at my door 2 days later, and it's great. I'm happy with it, but I would. It sort of worries me a little bit that I was able to make that purchase in the middle of the night.
Without remembering,
right? Right. So that's the topic at 818-955-KLOS. What did you buy in the middle of the night?
I bought an autographed poster of my in your mouth.
Who autographed it?
Lego.
Sluggo, did he?
That guy sucked.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Russians plan melancholy version of Instagram after ban. This is hilarious.
Okay.
Because Putin has shut down Instagram.
Right.
In Russia, because he's trying to control all the information.
And he doesn't like the mean things they're saying about him.
And so somebody else has come up with a black and white melancholy alternative to Instagram. That asks users to post sad pictures of themselves. It may launch in Russia this week, its creator said. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, Instagram noir.
Starting March 14th, Russia restricted access to Instagram, and that is 80 million people. Instagram said the decision to block it came March 14th. Although people can still sometimes access the photo sharing platform using a VPN, but a lot of people don't know how to do that.
For the
most part, people are not going to be able to use it. So they have come up with something called Grusnogram, which in English is Sadgram. They should call it Emogram.
Yeah, Emogram.
Sadgram.
Oh, maybe they don't know about emo in Russia. Wouldn't that be nice? Can you imagine?
So here's the definition of this service.
Okay.
Post sad pictures of yourself. Show this to your sad friends. Be sad together.
So I want to see the sad dog, you know.
What a great idea.
Yes, that's brilliant. That's totally.
An image of the app's planner user interface showed a woman in a fur coat standing in front of St. Basil's Cathedral and just sad with a little tear. Sadgram. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
That is brilliant.
Sources say that they expect the application to appear on Google Play by the end of the week and later in the App Store.
Oh, my God. I'm definitely going to subscribe to that.
Sadgram.
I want to watch that.
I want to subscribe to that anyway.
Yes. Yes.
That's fantastic. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We took a call from a 6'4" guy who smashed the windshield of a little person in a road rage incident.
He got out, he whipped the car, he scared the hell out of the guy, and he felt like crap about it.
He wasn't proud.
Nope.
And people are dumb. A guy got arrested for breaking into prison. And who do people eat in the shower?
That's just weird. Soup.
Most of them eat p***y. Can I say that?
Oh, man.
You all right?
I know. I need to go home and take a proper hit and pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
2K. That's how much moolah you could win.
Moolah.
Thanks to this delicious-looking cow.
Moolah.
2K. And that is actually the same thing you need to text right now. The number 2 and the letter K to 68683 for your shot at that 2K today. 68683, and then be listening in about 20 minutes after the hour, every hour until about 10 p.m. for yet more chances to win. Standard data messaging rates apply, and good luck. Now see if you can corral this cow.
Moolah.
This cash cow.
Moolah.
Wants to give you $2,000, man.
Moolah.
And he wants you to text the word Frank, you know, like Heidi's friend in the morning, Frank. To 68683 for your shot at $2,000 this hour. You'll be listening at 20 minutes after the hour or thereabouts until 10 o'clock tonight. Get some more words to text to 68683, but right now it's Frank. And standard data messaging rates apply. And good luck from KLOS. Webster Hall. New York City is an amazing place to see loud rock shows. I saw a bunch there when I was living in New York. And if you can pull off an amazing show that people are talking about, you've done well. And Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen, that is him right there with Epiphany and Dirty Honey, who are out on their Young Guns tour, blew through Webster Hall not too long ago. And Consequence of Sound said it was a memorable evening of no BS rock and roll. I saw a bunch of great reviews on that show as well. So well done, guys. It was on this day in rock in 1964 when the Beatles set an insane new record when 14 of the top 100 songs on the charts, the singles charts, were theirs. At number one, it was Can't Buy Me Love, and the lowest one of those 14 they had on the top 100 was at number 81, and that was Love Me Do. Dave Mustaine parted ways with Metallica on this day in rock in 1983, leading him soon after to form Megadeth. At the age of 78, Bob Dylan on this day in rock in 2020 hit his very first number one on a Billboard chart. It was Murder Most Foul. It topped the rock digital song sales tally.